This is an OU Nachiomi podcast of Nehemiah Perek Yud Bet, chapter 12, delivered by Ellie Fisher. Chapter 12 of Nehemiah is another phone book chapter. So there's a lot of lists of names. The first the beginning of the list is the first list is the leaders of the Kohanim who first came at the time of Zerubbabel. Vela Kohanim v'Halaviyim asher alu im Zerubbabel ben Shealtiel v'Yeshua. These are the Kohanim and the Leviim who came up with Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, and Yeshua, right, the leader and the Kohen Gadol in that time. Seraya, Yirmiah, Ezra, Amarya, Maluch, Chatush, Shechanya, Rechum, Miremot, Ido, Ginetoi, Avya, Miyamim, Maadya, Bilga, Shemaya, Yariv, Yedaya, Salu, Amok, Chilkia, Yedaya, period. Ele Roshea Kohanim Ba'acheihem Bimei Yoshua. These were the chiefs of the Kohanim and their brothers in the day of Yoshua. It lists here there are 24 Mishmarot. There were 24 clans or shifts of Kohanim. Each one served in the Beit HaMikdash about 2 weeks a year, and then during the times of the festivals they would all serve together. Right, so you had 24 shifts, 2 weeks each. It gets you to 48 weeks, and these are the 24 shifts. Right, some of them are familiar, some of them may be familiar with you, from the Mishnah, the Mishnah in Sukkah talks about Bilga. Yo Yariv was probably the most famous one because the Chashmonai brothers, right? The Chashmonai family was from the shift of was from the clan of Yo Yariv. Okay. The next two psukim are the shifts of the clans of Leviim. Halaviim, Yeshua, Binoi, Karniel, Sharavia, Yehuda, Matanya, Al Huyedot, Huva, Achiv. Right? So these were the names of the these were the Leviim, who were, Matanya was Al Huyedot, but he was over the Thanksgiving offerings, he and his brothers. Uvak Bukia, Vuni Vachem Linegdam Lemishmarot. Right, so in Bakbukia and Uni and their brothers were opposite them, were against them, were corresponded to them in their shifts. Yeshua, the next two psukim is a list of the Kohanim Gedolim. Right, we started with Yeshua, who was the Kohen Gadol at the time of Zerubbabel. It is Yeshua who leaded Yoyakim, Yoyakim who leaded El Yashiv. At Yoyada, Yoyada holded at Yonatan, Yonatan holded at Yadua. Uvime Yehoyakim. In the days of Yoyakim, Hayu Kohanim Roshei Avot. Right, there were Kohanim. These were the Kohanim, the chiefs of the Kohanim. Usuraya Meraya. Liyirmia Hananya. So it's going through the list of the groups that we just saw, and it's going through who the leaders were, right? So Saraya was one clan of Kohanim, and this was the leader. Yirmia was the next clan of Kohanim. This is the leader. And then it's going to do the same for the Leviim, and that'll take us up to Pasuk Chav Vav. LeEzra Meshulam, LeAmarya Yehochanan, LeMelichu Yonatan, LeShivnaya Yosef. L'chira, l'charim, adna, l'merayot, chelki, l'ido, zecharia, l'ginton, mishulam, l'aviyah, zichri, l'minyamin, l'moadya, palti, l'vilga, shamua, l'shmaya, yehonatan, l'yoyariv, matnai, l'idaya, uzi, l'salai, kalai, La'amok ever. L'chilkia chashavya. L'yidaya netanel. Halavim v'me'el yoshiv yodado yochanan v'yadua k'tuvim roshei ha'avot. In the days of El Yoshiv, Yoyadan Yochanan and Yadua, the Levim during those days, during the Kuhuna Gedola of these four, were recorded. The heads of the clans were recorded. Va'kohanim al malchut dayavish haParsi, and the Kohanim as well during the reign of Daryavesh, the Persian king. Right, so this is when they were recorded. Bnei Levi, Roshei Avot, Ketuvim al Sefer Devarei Hayamim Ba'ad Yemei Yochanan ben Eliashiv. Right, the chiefs of the Leviim are recorded in the Book of Chronicles up until the time of Yochanan ben Eliashiv. Roshei HaLeviim, these are the chiefs of the Leviim. Chashavya, Sharevya, Yeshua ben Kadmiel, V'acheihem L'Negdam, L'Halel, L'Hodot, V'Mitzvat David Yesh Elohim, Mishmar, L'Umat Mishmar. Right, so these were the leaders with their brother, corresponding to their brothers, and their job was to give thanks according to the commandment of David, Ish Elokim, Mishmar Luman Mishmar, shift by shift. Matanya Vakbukia Uvadya Mishulom Talmon Akuv Shomrim Shoarim Mishmar Baasupe Hasha'arim. Right, so these folks, Matanya, Bakbukia, Ovadia, Meshulam, Talmon, and Akuv, they were the gatekeepers who watched, who watched over the storehouses of the gates. Ela v'mei Yakim ben Yeshua ben Yotzadak v'mei Nechemya ha'pecha v'Ezra ha'Kohen ha'Sofer. That was during the days of Yehoyakim, the son of Yeshua, the son of Yotzadak, who seems to have been the Kohen Gadol at the time of Ezra Nechemya, and the days of Ezra Nechemya and Ezra ha'Kohen ha'Sofer. Now we get into the dedication, the Chanukah, right, of the walls. So you see from here that we had a little interlude, right? We had been talking about a story, right? There had been a storyline, and then the prakim of Yud Aleph, and the first part of Yud Bet were an interlude. Now we get back to the main narrative, and we get back to Nehemiah speaking in the first person. Uvuchanukat chamat Yerushalayim. When at the dedication of the walls of Yerushalayim, bikshuat haLevim mikol mekomotam laviyam, they sought to bring the Levim from all of their places liYerushalayim, to Yerushalayim, lasod chanukah v'simcha v'todot v'shir, to make a dedication and a celebration with thanksgiving and with song, tziltayim v'valim kinarot, with cymbals and with musical instruments, other types of musical instruments, harps, cymbals. Ve'asfu b'nei ha'mishoririm, and the sons of the singers gathered min ha'kikar svivot Yerushalayim u'min chatzirei netofati. Right, they gathered themselves together from the plains surrounding Yerushalayim and from the villages of, from the, the precincts of the netofati. U'mibet ha'gilgal, and from Beit Gilgal, Umistot Geva, and from Stot Geva, these are place names. Va'az Mavet, Kichatzerim Banu Lahem Amishorim Svot Yerushalayim, because the singers built themselves these areas outside of Yerushalayim. Va'itaru Kohanim Aleviim, the Kohanim and the Leviim, they purified themselves. Va'itaharu Etaam, right? They're spelled the same, Va'itaharu and Va'itaharu. But Vayitaharu is they purified themselves, and Vayitaharu is they purified others. Etaam, so they purified themselves and they purified others. Veta Sharim, and they purified the gates. Veta Choma, and they purified the walls. Va'ale, and this is Nehemiah speaking. I brought up at Tzarei Yehuda, the princes of Yehuda, me'al haChoma, on top of the wall, and he stood them on the wall. Va'amida shtei todot gedolot v'tahaluchot. Layamim, and I I appointed two Thanksgiving offerings and two great Thanksgiving offerings and processions, parades, on the right, me'alachoma, l'shara ashpot, from above the wall toward the dung gate. Ve'yirich achareim Hoshaya v'chatzi sarei Yehuda. And following them was Hoshaya and chatzi sarei Yehuda. So you have one procession that's going along the wall that goes toward the south of Yerushalayim, right? That's the southern end of Yerushalayim. It's following the perimeter of the wall around. And it seems that what was going on was that the procession went forward through the roads of Yerushalayim along the wall. And standing on the wall, you had these musicians and you had these noblemen that were kind of like standing there, watching the procession. And it's also, part of it is a showcase, right? You know, when a lot of people standing on the wall, it draws attention to the wall, it showcases the wall, right? And that's what they wanted to do. Va'azariah, so following this procession was Hoshaya, Chatzisare Yehuda, half of the princes of Yehuda, and Azariah, Ezra, and Meshulam, Yehuda, Binyamin, Mishmaya, Ubigirmiah. Mibnea Kohanim, and there were some of the sons of the Kohanim, Achatzotzrot, right, with trumpets, Zachariah ben Yonatan ben Shmaya ben Matanya ben Michaya ben Zakor ben Asaf, Ve'achiv and his brother Shmaya, Ba'azrael, Malalai, Gilalai, Me'ai, Ma'ai, Netanel, Ve'Yehuda, Hanani, Bechleishir David. Right, and all of these people were with the musical instruments of David Ishalokim, the man of God, Ezra Sofer Lifnehim, and Ezra the scribe was in front of them. Val Shar Ha'ayin, so Shar Ha'ayin is toward the northern side of Yerushalayim, the fountain gate, Alu'al Vinegdam, and opposite them, Alu'al Ma'alot Ir David, they went up the steps by the city of David, B'ma'aleh Lachoma, right, ascending toward the gate, toward the wall, may elevate David above David's palace, Ba'ad Shar HaMayim Mizrach, and then to the water gate in the east. Right, so here they were going along the northern perimeter toward the, you know. So you have basically two processions: one following a going east on the southern side of Yerushalayim, one going east on the northern side of Yerushalayim, and both converging on the Beit HaMikdash. Va'todah shenita olechet limo'al va'ani achareha. And the second todah, Thanksgiving offering, ha'olechet limo'al, the procession that was going to meet it, va'ani achareha, and I was following them, chatzia ame'al achuma, and half of the people were upon the wall, me'al migdal ha'tanurim ve'ad achoma rechava. They were above the tower of furnaces, going all the way to the broad wall. Right, so that's this is a description of the second procession. Me'al shar Ephraim and above the shar Ephraim. Also, this is all on the north side. Val shar Yishana and above the northern gate. The old gate. Val shar Dagim and above the fish gate. Umigdal Hananel, Umigdal HaMe'ah, Va'ad Shar Hatzon. Right, going past these two Migdalim all the way till the sheep gate. Ve'amdu b'shar Matara, and they stood at the gate of the guard. Ta'amod Nashtei Atodot, and both of these processions with the Thanksgiving offerings stopped. Ve'Beit Elokim, at the Beit Hamikdash. Va'ani v'chatzi Asganim imi, and I was with half of the rulers, half of the deputies. Ba'kohanim Eliyakim Asya Minyamin Michaya Eliyoenai Zechariah Hananya Bachatzotzot. These Kohanim had trumpets. Masya v'Shmaya v'Elazar v'Uzi v'Yehochanan u'Milkiah v'Elam v'Azar v'Yishmi, as well as these other Kohanim. V'Yashmiu Amishorim, and the singers sang out loud. Yizrachya Hapakid, and they were overseen by Yizrachya. Vayizbechu Bayomahu Zivachim Gidolim. And on that day, they brought a great amount of sacrifices. Vayismachu, and they rejoiced. Ki Elokim simcha gedola, because God had made them rejoice with great joy. Vegam hanashim vahiladim samechu, and the women and children rejoiced as well. Vatishama simchat Yerushalayim merachok, and the joy of Yerushalayim was heard from a distance. Now, if you recall, all the way back in Sefer Ezra, the Chanukat HaMizbeach, they also made a lot of noise, and they were heard from a distance. And the next thing that you know, you have these enemies that are, you know, thinking, hey, what's going on? What's the story here? So, when it says that they were heard from a distance, you would expect the next pasuk to say, and Sanballat and whoever, you know, whoever the bad guy was, heard and started making trouble. But that's not what happened. Right? So it seems that their issues with Sanballat were done. Vayipagdu bayomahu anashim al nishachot, and on that day men were appointed over the chambers. Nishachot is related to lishkot, lotzarot, lachrumot, lereshitim ulmaasrot, lechnos bahem listei arim minaot haTorah lakohanim v'laleviyim. Right? So people were appointed over the offices and over the treasuries and for the trumot and for the reshit, which is the bikurim, the first fruits, possibly also challah, and the meiser, lichnos bahem listei arim, right, to gather them in according, right, to collect them according to the fields of each city, the amounts, the portions that are indicated by the Torah, lekohanim v'leviim, for the that goes to the kohanim and the leviim. Because Yehuda rejoiced for the Kohanim and Leviim that ha'omdim, that were standing, meaning that took their stations. And they kept the ward, the shift of their gods. Mishmeret ha'tahara, right, and they guarded the purity. V'hamashorim v'hashorim, shmeret. And those that were singing and those that guard the gate, kmitzvat David Shlomo beno, like the as were commanded by David and his son Shlomo. Kimimei David vaasaf mikedem roshei hamishorim mishur tilav v'todot lelokim. Right, because already from the days of David and Asaf, there was a chief singer who was in charge of the songs of praise and thanksgiving to Hashem. Chol Yisrael b'imei Zerubbabel v'imei Nehemiah notnim minayot ha'meshorim v'hashoarim. All of Israel, from the time of Zerubbabel and in the time of Nehemiah, they gave the portions of the, they paid the portions of the meshorim, of the singers and the gatekeeper, d'var yom b'yomo, every day. Umakdishim la'leviyim, and they sanctified the leviyim, v'aleviyim ekadshim livnei Aharon. And the leviyim sanctified the bnei Aharon. So what it's saying here is that people funded the temple. You can ask, well, wasn't it government funded? Meaning we saw that the Persian kings were willing to pay a good amount of, you know, the upkeep of the Beit HaMikdash. You know, so it could be that, you know, they were big talkers and they didn't really give. It could also be that this was an addition. You know, that this was a symbolic gift, because the point is that there had to be, you know, even if the government is going to give a stipend to the Kohanim and the Levim, it's still important for the people to be paying something, so they have this recognition that there's a hierarchy, that there is a kedusha to what the Levim and the Kohanim are doing, right? And the last pasuk kind of reinforces that the purpose of this was that the Levim, you know, the people, the Israelim, would give to the Levim, and they would sanctify them, and then the Levim would sanctify the Kohanim. Okay, we will conclude with Perek Yud Gimel, which is the last Perek in Nehemiah, tomorrow.